Utah Public Radio presents StoryCorps, an oral history project in conjunction with the National Library of Congress, recorded in May of 2013 in St. George.
Name is Wayne Halbringhurst, age 80, participating with my older sister, Luzon Bringhurst-Glines, and my younger brother, Anton Halbringhurst.
My name is Anton Halbringhurst. Our story is to tell what it was like to grow up in the small town of Tokerville, Utah, in southwestern Utah in the 1930s and 1950s, through the 1950s. We grew up in a family of devoutly religious parents who were members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, commonly referred to as Mormons. There are five members in our family that were born between 1927 and 1937. We are the three living family members. Our grandmother was fairly young compared to our grandfather as the third wife. And he died in 1912 when our father was just 15 years old. That left a lot of responsibility to the remaining children. And Dad was given responsibility to take over the farm, essentially, as a 15-year-old. Let's just talk a little bit about Mother.
She had this great desire to go on a mission, and she determined that she was going to go. So she taught school for a while and saved every penny so she could go on her mission.
You know, our parents were very conscious of their children have all the opportunities they could provide for them. There was a high value placed on education.
We had a book of pioneer stories, and we loved to listen to those pioneer stories. And
Luzon talked a little bit about Mother's reading to the family, and both from training us in our religion and also just in training us in terms of our language and providing that experience for us.
You know, some of the characteristics I think that at least I picked up from my parents. My dad always said he wouldn't walk across the street to see the greatest boxing match in the world. He didn't like boxing. It's just too violent. But I remember going to a Washington County Fair in southern Utah, and anyway, that was one of the things we looked forward to. And I remember going to a boxing match, and I just watched it, and I just became repulsed by it, and I've been that way ever since. I don't care. But anyway, just some of the characteristics, I think, that our parents, although they were a little slow sinking in, the things that they valued, we eventually valued as well.
There wasn't any money, but more important to them was that their children learned how to work. And we all went down and worked from daylight till dark. After dark, we'd can fruit to have for the winter. That was their main goal, was to teach us how to work and how to save and how to be successful.
I was sitting on the front porch, and my dad at that time was working. He had a carpool that would come up around the hill and pick him up. And Mother kind of leaned over and watching him. She whispered, you know, before he leaves, he'll come and kiss me goodbye. And anyway, the car came, and he came up, and Dad started walking down the sidewalk to where he'd be picked up, and he turned around, walked back, and Mother was just delighted that her husband was so predictable. And they had such a relationship. They were never separated very long. In fact, she was just about 80, just a few weeks away from being 80 years old, and had a stroke and never really regained consciousness. At least she's never able to speak to us after that. Luzon told me, this is my memory of it, that she felt like that Mother was reluctant to go until she had a commitment that her husband would soon follow her. Exactly 16 weeks to the day, my dad also passed away. Our parents loved each other. We knew it. They loved their children, and it was a tremendous environment to be raised in.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Utah Public Radio. Support for StoryCorps on Utah Public Radio comes from Dixie Regional Medical Center, located on two campuses in St. George, serving southwestern Arizona, southeastern Nevada, and southern Utah. Information at dixieregional.org.